Happy holidays, everyone, and welcome back to the season 3 recap episode of 12 Days Pod. I'm Kara Zelaya, and I'm joined here with my co-host, partner, fiance, and my favorite reindeer, Dan Takaki.
Your favorite reindeer? I feel like you've probably used that one before.
If you're new here, you wouldn't know that. That's true. This is our holiday season podcast, one that is so seasonal that it is only relevant for 12 weeks of the year, which is how long Christmas is meant to be celebrated.
That's right.
We love Christmas and we love Christmas movies, so we're here to talk about some of our favorites and some of our not so favorites for no other reason than to have a good time. So let's get into it. Dear Daniel, what are we talking about this week?
So this week, we are taking a look back at the work we did during season 3 of 12 Days Pod.
Wow.
Season 3. It's been 3 years, guys. Can you believe it?
I sure can.
We covered a pretty wide range of films during this season, starting with the final installment of the Home Alone franchise. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
All the way through the Santa Claus 3, which I can't say it's the final installment because there is a Disney Plus show now.
We did end with a 3 and started with a 3 on season 3.
Kismet.
Kismet. I don't think we planned for that. That just turned out that way.
I think we just hit the 3 trilogies right away.
Yep.
So I thought for today we'd just kind of talk a bit about some of our favorite movies from this year, what we're looking forward to next season, and really just any thoughts we have moving forward in, you know, our 12 Days Pod journey.
Yeah. Last season recap, we talked about how we had just gotten engaged, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Or like we're about to get engaged.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't remember the timing, but yeah.
Yeah. So how's that going for you?
Good. We're still engaged. I say that as if, you know, we're like putting off our wedding. We're in the midst of planning our wedding. It is going to be on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And so we are batch recording a lot of these episodes early because we're going to be very busy in December.
We shall be, because we cannot be the 12 Days Pod's hosts that you know and love without a December wedding.
That's true. So if you have specific requests for this season, get them in as soon as we release this episode.
Like when you hear this, you need to just at us at 12 Days Pod on Twitter. If Elon Musk has tanked it into the ocean, then we're on Instagram.
Wow, topical. Tanked it into the ocean.
Not by the time this episode goes out, baby.
I don't know. It probably still will be pretty topical then, I'd say.
Yeah, well, we shall see. So yeah, let's get into it. Dan has done a great job, and like the good student that he is, he came up with a little outline of things that he wanted to say, and I am going to just go with the top of the dome. It's a chaotic recap episode.
Let's be honest. I wrote this outline 3 weeks ago, and so I don't actually remember what I wrote, so
This is great. I can't wait to hear what your thoughts were 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, let's get into it. The first note that I have here is that we watched Klaus this year.
Yeah.
And that has become one of my favorite Christmas movies, if not my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah,
it really surprised us. I didn't know what to expect going into it, but, you know, we gushed about that movie. It was so good. Jason Schwartzman.
Is it Jason Schwartzman? Okay, well, now we have to tell this story.
Okay, go for it.
So we recently had a bachelor party. By recently, I mean 5-6 months ago, for friend of the pod, Joe Ferrarelli. And we were playing a movie game, which is like, you know, it's kind of like 20 questions, but there's like a little card with an actor on it.
Yeah, like celebrity.
This is an old dear friend of mine. He's known me for a very long time. And I said, ugh, this actor looks like a lot of my exes. And I said, nothing else. And then he went, oh, Jason Schwartzman. This is not a bit. This is like not a thing that we've ever discussed. Mm-mm. And I felt personally attacked. Does Jason Schwartzman look really hot in the Hunger Games movies? He does.
Big year for Jason Schwartzman.
He's in a lot of things.
Yeah. Spider-Verse.
Klaus, apparently.
He was in Klaus, which came out a while ago, but we recently watched it.
Who was he in Klaus?
He was the main guy. He wasn't Klaus, but he was like the mailman.
He was the mailman?
Yeah.
Why was he blonde?
I don't know. He was a cartoon. It doesn't have to be.
I think that cartoons should look like their actors.
I don't know.
So Klaus is really good.
Yeah.
Jason Schwartzman's in it.
Yeah.
We love our short king.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know if he's particularly short.
Well, another thing that we did is that we altered our schedule for the first time.
Yeah. you know, kind of on the fly. Mm-hmm. We had something else in place. I think we were going to watch Scrooge, which we will watch this year.
Yes, keeps getting bumped.
But there was high demand for us to watch Falling for Christmas.
And we watched it.
And, you know, I think everyone thought it would be a lot worse and more entertaining to talk about than it was. But it was just fine.
It was one of our most listened to episodes of the season.
Well, that's because they requested it. And, you know, if you have requests, get them in. We do have what we think will be the schedule this year.
I'm so excited for one very specific thing.
Which is?
The Jeremy Jordan Hanukkah picture.
So, yes. We will be watching Hanukkah on Rye.
Yes.
Which is a Hallmark movie about two Jewish deli owners that I assume are competing for business around the holidays.
I wonder if Jason Schwartzman's in that one.
Probably not.
Yeah, he's probably booking other things.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the Hallmark channel.
I wonder if we can get our local bagel place, Jewish, to sponsor a viewing of Hanukkah on Rye.
Maybe. That would be fun.
How do we do
that? By sponsor, do you mean cater?
No.
Do you want them to pay for our viewing of Hanukkah on Rye?
I want them to, like, have an event that you and I, like, co-host.
Oh, okay.
All this conversation about local establishments in Alexandria brings me to my favorite yearly segment that we do on the recap, which is... Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Yeah! Go Scots! Are you and Kara narrating... DJing, hosting the Alexandria Scottish Day Christmas Parade. What's developing there? Give us the scoop.
So, from my understanding, no. I believe Kara's choral group, the Alexandria Singers...
That's true.
...is participating in the parade, yes. As they often do. We didn't go last year.
No, we didn't go last year because it was kind of yucky outside.
It was a little rainy, and the parade is 3 hours long. And again, we had no commitment or obligation to the parade. Yet.
I did go caroling in the park, but...
And
you were there.
I showed up at the end. Because it seemed like you sang the same set like 4 times in
a row. That's correct, yes. Well, that's how caroling works.
Yeah, I know. But it didn't seem like you were moving from place to place.
We moved from one end of the park to the other.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
So I went to the tail end of it.
Yeah.
And then I also went to your concert.
So we're getting close. I think we're inching closer. I am going to be walking this year if we are in town, which we will be because our wedding's in New Year's.
Yeah.
So half of 12 Days Pod will be in the parade.
You know, we really got to do some more scouting work.
No, it's a slow crawl.
Okay, a slow crawl?
Yeah, I think every time we're getting a little closer.
That's true.
Very excited. And that's been the update from the Kara and Dan hosting /DJing /narrating the Alexandria City Scottish Christmas parade. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Not yet.
I think we got to work on what you know of the title of that parade.
I know the name of Home Alone now because I've never known the name of things, including the Scottish parade.
That's
but
true.
Especially Home Alone. His name is...
Wow. Just immediately.
I know it's not Chris McAllister. Because that's what I want to say. And I know that's incorrect.
I didn't prompt you on this. And he wasn't in this season.
He was in Home Alone 3. It was still...
No, he wasn't.
Oh, it was a different character?
It was a different boy.
Oh. Anyway.
No guesses?
No. It's not Chris. It's not David. It's not Dan.
3 for 3.
Kevin. Kevin McAllister.
You got it.
Wow. Third time's the charm, baby.
I mean, his co-stars represent two of your favorite shows, Succession and Schitt's Creek.
So let's discuss this.
Okay. Are we going to talk about
Succession? We're going to talk about Succession.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hi. Welcome to our Succession podcast, Succession.
Okay.
12 Roys of Christmas.
This episode's a little off the rails. Really, it's the opportunity that we have for 30 minutes to just give you a life update and reflect on our podcast. So...
As mentioned, I contributed to the outline.
And I have hijacked it. So last Christmas, I decided to watch the HBO series Succession. It has been the greatest 5 months of my life to consume that show.
Yeah.
And it's incredible and important. And I want a venue in which I can talk about Succession with everyone. Let me know how I can work this in. Because 12 Roys of Christmas is really important. Kieran Culkin's in it. So we're not that far away.
True.
That's my thought. I can't talk about Succession without ruining Succession. So if you follow me on Twitter, Succession has been ruined for you, and I'm sorry. At Kara Zelaya at twitter.com.
Next,
get us back on
next on my notes. Which I want to point out too, Kara saying that we altered our schedule was also one of my notes that she just read.
Yeah, seamlessly.
Seamlessly. Beautifully. One of the things Kara's been clamoring about us watching is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah.
The claymation with young Kris Kringle, where he is a convict, but also a toy maker.
Hot.
And hot.
And we finally watched it this season.
We watched it, and I fell asleep during it because I was just tired. It was one of the movies where I felt like I was actually hallucinating. There are, like, legitimate scenes that feel like hallucinations in that, like, Mrs. Claus, Jessica, there we go. Jessica has a song where she's talking about being a teacher or wanting a doll or something, and it's like, it is insane. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up the Jessica Claus solo from Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and it'll trip you out, and I feel like this was probably another situation where I had just gotten, like, a flu shot.
Yeah.
One of the things that happened last year that we had no hand in was we were featured on iHeartRadio's top Christmas podcast or top holiday podcast. Yeah.
We were on their holiday page. We were like the second or third, like off the header.
Yeah.
And we were looking at our numbers. And in fact, a pretty significant number of you came from iHeartRadio. And we were like, oh, of the Jingle Ball fame.
I didn't know iHeartRadio had a podcast wing, you know, because radio.
But we love you. We love you, iHeartRadio. If you guys want to sponsor us, we are getting married and it is expensive. So we will take it. I think that this season was our first real step away from a lot of the classic Christmas movies. Like your Miracle on 34th Street and your Die Hards and your National Lampoons. And we liked it. We're now getting into the stranger holiday movies where we can actually ask the question of, like, is this a Christmas movie?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
No, you really couldn't have.
I think that's a really great way of putting it. Really, really intellectually sound way of putting
it. Yeah, it's extremely succinct. And really, it's a matter of, like, knowing how to be a cold reader.
Yeah.
And having years of theater experience under your belt. I think that is a good point, though. And we are going to be covering some really exciting things this season that fall under that, and being able to watch things like Little Women, which is to me undoubtedly a Christmas movie.
Yeah, totally.
But
and also just like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Yeah, but I mean, this just to preview some stuff that we have coming up this year, we're gonna get some weird old movies. Like we have Jack Frost, the Michael Keaton one where he's a snowman. I think he's a weatherman who dies and becomes a snowman. I think that's what happens in that one.
Oh, does he die?
I think he dies like right at the beginning of the movie and gets reincarnated as a snowman and like hangs out with his son because he's a bad dad.
Finding Nemo.
What?
It's like Finding Nemo.
A little bit, yeah. Not really, but yeah.
The mom dies.
But she doesn't get reincarnated.
Do you think that in Cars, they all used to be people and they've been reincarnated into cars?
No, I think it's the other way.
They come back as people? If you die in the car world, you get to be part of the human world?
Yeah, I think it's that way.
Wow.
If you're a good car.
Mm.
Or if you're a bad car, depending on how you look at it.
We explored this season my deep love for the movie Cars.
Yes.
The trilogy. In my opinion, the greatest cinematic trilogy of our time.
Anyway, some other movies that we're going to watch. We're going to finally wrap up A Princess Switch and The Christmas Prince.
I want to just go down in history saying that I actually really despise the Princess Switch movies.
You've said that every time I watch them. I don't think that's undocumented.
I've been giving it like the benefit of the doubt, but they are capital B bad.
So are the Christmas Prince movies.
Yeah, but those are camp.
Of the two, the one with three Vanessa Hudgens.
I just don't think Vanessa Hudgens is camp.
Well, that's where we disagree. We are also going to watch The Shop Around the Corner for our, like, you know, our older movie, which I want to talk a little bit about the older movies that we've seen before and, you know, some of the controversial takes I've had on them. This was also the first year where I issued a redaction.
You did.
About It's a Wonderful Life, where in the first season, you know, wanted to be edgy, wanted to be interesting, you know, see what we could get away with on the podcast, you know. And so I
back
said
when we had 45 listeners.
So I had said It's a Wonderful Life wasn't a Christmas movie because most of it is not at Christmas.
You and still say that as if that's a forgivable stance.
Well, I'm just saying that was my rationale.
Okay.
And I, this year, took that back because we watched Meet Me in St. Louis, which is for some reason considered to be a Christmas movie because there is 4 minutes of a Christmas scene where Judy Garland sings Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah.
And the rest of the movie is just a St. Louis propaganda movie.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely not a Christmas movie. And I stand by that. And I don't think there's going to be much that can change my mind on that.
No, I think that Meet Me in St. Louis is a very bizarre St. Louis propaganda film filmed on the set, on a sound studio in Los Angeles.
They do have the banger of a song, clang, clang, clang went the trolley, ring, ring, ring went the bell.
I mean, yeah, we should play that at our wedding.
Yeah.
There's a couple of other firsts that I do want to talk about.
Okay. Where are the firsts?
This season. We had our first modern musical of the season.
Oh.
Yeah. We had that with Jingle Jangle, which we didn't expect.
Oh, yes. Jingle Jangle. I forgot about Jingle Jangle.
I think that's the problem with that film, and I think that that's why people don't know about it, is you watch it once and you're like, huh, that was lovely. And mm-hmm. then you remember Magical Math, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, Magical Math. Mm. Yeah, so this year, in the same vein, we're watching Spirited, which is the Will Ferrell and I think Ryan Reynolds musical about the Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And I assume we'll immediately forget about it also.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about our most forgettable films.
Oh, from this past season?
Yeah. For me, it would be Jingle Jangle and, honestly, Falling for Christmas.
Yeah, I would say those are up there. Every once in a while, I don't actively think about the Santa Claus 3, and then it'll pop into my head.
Yeah.
And I'll get nightmares. Although I do want to say, do you remember the plot of Jingle All the Way?
No. What's Jingle All the Way? Who was in it?
That was the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad.
I do remember that. But now that you've said it, but if you just said the title of that film, it would ring absolutely nothing clearly.
It doesn't do the same thing for you as me saying Deck the Halls.
Well, I will never forget Deck the Halls.
Yeah. Do you remember in Jingle All the Way, the toy smuggling ring?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That was upsetting.
It was very strange.
I think that people should watch that movie, though. I mean, I think maybe we should at some point do a ranking of, like, just the worst movies we've seen mm-hmm. in the Christmas universe. I mean, for me, obviously, Deck the Halls is a race to the bottom. But I will say Jingle All the Way is up there. Santa Claus 3 is also extremely bad.
It's upsetting. It's upsetting that we had to watch Little Women and Santa Claus 3. And that we, without even looking, I know Santa Claus 3 did better numbers than Little Women. You know?
You're 100% right.
Like, there's no shot that people listen to us talk about Little Women more than they listen to us talk about Santa Claus.
They don't want to hear us talk about good movies.
No. And you know what? That's fine.
That's not what we're here for.
Should we talk a little bit about what we have planned for this upcoming season?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, you know, we talked a little bit about some movies that we have coming up. But we do have some probably questionable movies that we're going to be watching this year, including Jack Frost, as mentioned.
Yep.
We're going to be watching Bad Santa.
Oh, I think I'm going to hate that.
I know you're going to hate that. And you know what? I apologize in advance to our listeners because if there's something that I know hasn't aged well, like it's going to be Bad Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's just going to be all offensive jokes that were probably not even funny at the time.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be interesting to watch with you because I know that Lauren Graham is in it.
What?
Yeah.
Of Parenthood?
Lorelai Gilmore.
Did you watch Parenthood? Love Parenthood.
No, I'd never watched it.
Ugh, so good. I mean, it's not good, but it's fine.
You know.
Yes, my dear Lorelai Gilmore, that will be upsetting. I think I read her memoir.
Oh. Did she talk about it in there?
No, I don't remember it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say.
We're also going to be watching Violent Night.
I'm also going to hate that.
I don't know. I don't know about that because David Harbour is in it and he plays the evil Santa.
Oh, wait. That's the David Harbour Santa is evil. That one just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've got some pretty recent ones in here.
I'm interested to discuss whether David Harbour is hot or not.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of like one of my big segments is always just being like, is this actor actually hot or not?
I mean, this will be an interesting year for us to discuss which older male actors are hot.
You know, yeah, we got a lot.
Christmas Chronicles stars Kurt Russell.
Huh, yeah.
And Jack Frost has Michael Keaton.
Was Michael Keaton ever considered a like a sex symbol?
Probably. He was Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Birdman.
Well, I consider him hot because of Birdman, because he's talented.
Wait.
Let me bring this up right before we wrap it up, that I usually mention, like, oh, this episode didn't do as well as I wanted it to, and I really love it. My sweet little doohickey monkeys didn't do great in the earlier seasons.
Gremlins?
Yes. It didn't get the numbers that I wanted it to get until I pushed it again in the wrap-up.
You know, but that's kind of fitting for Gremlins, which also did not get the numbers I think people expected it to.
Well, I think that what I'm sensing is that there is a pattern emerging, because Krampus didn't get the numbers we thought it was going to get. Which is interesting, because in our first season, Nightmare Before Christmas, which we always do a Halloween episode, it always comes out the week of Halloween, did very well. It was probably the first episode where the show actually had, like, an audience was Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, what a stretch of the Nightmare Before Christmas, the Holiday, and the Polar Express.
Yeah, we killed it.
Yeah, I mean, the Halloween one is always tricky, because it's Halloween, you know, and people want to listen to Halloween.
They don't want to listen to a Christmas podcast talk about a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, so this year we're watching Violent Night.
Oh, that's the Harbor one.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just like a horror movie, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it's about.
If we knew what the movies were about, we wouldn't be watching them.
Well, that's not true. If both of us knew what the movies were about, we wouldn't be watching them. It's very fun for me when I know what... Typically what happens is I know what the movies are about, and you do not.
Let's be honest. Dan does a lot of the heavy lifting. I'm the ideas person and on-the-spot person, so he basically picks the schedule, and he's like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, yeah. And I'll, you know, modify it, like, maybe three different ways, and that's it.
Yeah, like, you'll add things like Hanukkah on Rye.
Yeah, because I'm
green,
with...
Over the Green Knight.
Yeah, because I'm with the culture. And I love the Green Knight, and I can't wait to talk about... You know, from the Green Knight. But that's for a later season where we can add an explicit rating.
Yeah, that might be a behind the wall Patreon episode. We don't have a Patreon, but, you know, one day.
One day. Well, I think that we have talked about whether we are going to do a Patreon. Maybe it will be next season. Because now we do have content that we do want to do behind the paywall. We talked about doing the Santa Claus series behind a paywall.
I think with streaming, there are a lot more Christmas like shows or episodes. And I think what a Patreon would be is us doing, you know, 15-minute episodes covering like TV specials or like holiday specials, which 100%. I think could be fun.
Yeah.
Let us know if you'd be interested in that. But like... I don't know.
How big is this paywall going to be? Like,
we're not doing this for money. We don't need it.
We're both doing very fine for ourselves. Yeah, I thought season three was such a good time. We really hit our stride. We really love our community. And I mean, we've made friends here on this podcast. And we're really excited to continue to build this weird little group of people. We have discussed how long we will do this for, but so far, indefinitely.
Yeah.
Once we have kids, who's to say? But if you guys keep listening and the numbers keep showing that you're listening, we'll be around.
I think we are now hitting the point where we're running out of a lot of the mainstream movies.
Yeah.
Which is something that I think I struggle with, because I recognize a lot of the movies that we're doing this year, but I also know that it's helpful that we have an audience already.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get new people coming in to listen to us talk about Scrooge or Hanukkah on Rye.
No, I disagree with you. I think that Hanukkah on Rye, the SEO is really going to push us to the top of that. And if you're looking for Hanukkah on Rye, you're going to be looking for content like 12 Days Pod.
And you know... If there is a Falling for Christmas emergency Christmas podcast situation this year again, please flag us before December.
Yes.
We haven't done any research into new Christmas movies coming out, because that's not how we operate. And also, we're batch recording these over the summer.
That's right. I love this show and I love doing this with you.
This is one of our favorite things to do. All right. As we do every episode, it's time for our definitive ranking of this season. As is tradition, we base our rankings around the 12 days of Christmas. So, out of 12 days of Christmas, how would you like to rate Season 3 of 12 Days Pod.
I am going to rate it 5 golden rings times 3.
Oh, interesting.
Because we're getting married.
Oh. And it's the third season?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting. 15 golden rings?
And is it also because that's the one that I remember the lyrics to?
Oh, I knew you were going to butcher whatever number you said, I knew was going to be wrong.
It is 5 golden rings, though, baby.
Times 3.
Yeah.
I want to emphasize that you don't think our podcast was on the level of Home Alone 3.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not the Home Alone 3 of seasons.
Yeah.
How about you? Out of 12 Days of Christmas, what would you rate season 3?
You know, I think season 2, we kind of fell into a little bit of a groove a little bit, a little bit of a, you know, like a plateau, I would say.
Oh.
But season 3, I think we really spiced it up a little bit with a lot of different types of movies. If you look back at our schedule from season 2, it was mostly movies that I had seen that you hadn't seen. Whereas this one, it was a lot of movies neither of us had seen. And yeah. I thought that brought a lot of fun elements to it. And moving forward, season 4 is also mostly movies we hadn't seen before.
Absolutely.
And so, I'm going to give our season 3 12 Drummers Drumming.
Wow.
We hit the charts.
Wow.
We hit the charts big.
We did hit the charts big.
iHeartRadio.
Apple Podcast.
You know, we're doing our thing.
We're doing our thing.
And I think it's only going to get better from here.
I love that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We are only 157 days away from Christmas, and we hope to spread as much Christmas spirit as possible. So please share this with your friends if they aren't already listening. Join us on October 13th for our Season 4 debut, featuring The Christmas Chronicles, The Shop Around the Corner, and Jack Frost.
I mean, hits on hits.
It's going to be great. Can't wait. And as we say every episode,
Merry Christmas.